That seems to be a consensus. The other thing I've heard a lot of people say is that, in a sense, at this point, what we've seen in Big Femta is kind of confirmatory of at least what was seen in the first couple of years of attack. Decrease in recurrences, no survival data, side effects profile, not too different. What was your take on that?
2 points I'd kind of differ with you a little bit. First of all, we're pretty close to seeing a survival benefit. I mean, there's a odds ratio for mortality in that study of 0.86 with a p-value of p equals 0.08. So first of all, it's pretty close to survival benefit. And had it not been for the fact that letrozole caused a lot of cardiac deaths, then I suspect we'd have got a survival benefit. And that brings me to the other concern about the letrozole data. They had a really high incidence of hypercholesterolemia. They had more cardiac deaths. We saw, similar to the excessive cardiac events we saw with exemestane, and so the slight concern on the horizon is the fact is that these drugs are having an adverse effect on lipids. What we will find out later this year is that they're going to present the data from ATTACC on all the adverse events in terms of heart effects, number of people with reported hypercholesterolemia. My sources indicate that those will suggest that there aren't any major adverse effects with anastrozole, which would be interesting because if letrozole is more potent, and I'm one of the people who've thought that letrozole has been more potent, but what I've always said is you may not want the most potent drug in the adjuvant setting because the most potent drug may have more adverse events. And that is a little bit of concern about the letrozole data, that hypercholesterolemia, the excess cardiac deaths, and we clearly need longer-term data before we start using letrozole up front for 5 years.
Now, the excess cardiac deaths, my take on that, it was about doubled. Is that correct?
It's doubled, yeah.
And what were the actual numbers?
They're only small numbers, 26 and 13, so really small numbers. And I suppose the important thing to realize is that, you know, patients are either dead or alive, and there are more patients alive on letrozole than on tamoxifen. So despite the cardiac deaths, it was beneficial in terms of overall breast cancer mortality.
You're talking about also the ATTACC data in terms of cardiac deaths, but they have reported some of that, haven't they? I haven't noticed any difference, though.
They have reported some of that, and there appears to be no excessive deaths. The only thing that's interesting about ATTACC, and I think that's why we need to find out a little bit more about it, is the overall hazard ratio for breast cancer deaths in ATTACC is pretty favorable, but the overall mortality is close to 1. It's 0.97. So it suggests to me that more patients on anastrozole must be dying of other things. Now, I've spoken to AstraZeneca, and they said that the other things are a variety of a hodgepodge of different things, and there is no consistent pattern.
I mean, in general, what people have been talking about in terms of mortality from ATTACC is that there are not enough deaths, or at least deaths from breast cancer at this point. Is that your take, too?
Yeah, I mean, it's a better population than in Big Femta, less patients who got node positive, more patients who've had chemotherapy. So I think it probably represents a better treated group. And so I think that's why we haven't had so many deaths. They're a lower risk group, slightly better treated, I think. And that's probably why we don't see an excess of deaths. We don't see a difference in deaths at the present time.